How does a rock-solid character actor end up in a real-life crime scene? James Handy spent decades playing the people who fix messes. Then one night, the mess swallowed him.
Hey there, it's Vixie. Feeling a bit restless today. I woke up angry at the world, and then this story landed in my lap. Mate, it's got everything. Hollywood, crime, tragedy, and zero fairy tale ending.
All right, let's get into it. James Handy. You know the face, even if you don't clock the name right away. Born in 1945, he worked his arse off from the late 1970s straight into the 2020s. That's the grind. Ryan's Hope in 1977, Taps in 1981, The Verdict in 1982. Then decades of turning up, doing the job, and walking away with scenes a little sharper than he found them. Think K9 and K911. He's Lieutenant, then Captain Byers, that no-nonsense boss who actually gets things done. Think Jumanji, where he's the exterminator. Unbreakable, the priest. Logan, the old doctor. Top Gun Maverick, Jimmy. The guy could step into a room for 3 minutes and you trusted him. That's the whole art of character acting. You might not headline, but you hold the damn story together. On TV, he was everywhere. Alias, playing Arthur Devlin across 8 or 9 episodes, depending on who's counting. You know how databases love to argue. Profiler, 7 episodes as Lou Handelman. NYPD Blue as Captain Jim Haverhill, 7 or 10 episodes, depending on the source. The West Wing as Representative Joe Bruno, plus spots on ER, Criminal Minds, The X-Files, and Castle. The man was a Swiss Army knife for every procedural under the sun. And here's the bit that makes my head spin. He spent years as the judge, the captain, the congressman, the bishop, the priest, the person in the room with authority, calm voice, steady eyes, getting the plot back on track. Then real life barrels in like a bad rewrite and wipes him off the board. How does that compute? Bloody hell. Here's what's been reported. In June 2026, in Los Angeles, James Handy died at 81 from a stab wound to the chest. Michael Gledhill, the son of Handy's girlfriend who lived at the same residence, called 911 and said he did it. He was arrested. That's the story as it stands. No speculation, no fan fiction, just a gut punch of a sentence that ends a 5-decade career. So the big, ugly question. Was this random violence? Or the kind of domestic pressure cooker that explodes because no one pulled the plug? I'm not here to play armchair therapist, but 3 things scream at me. First, it was inside the house. When harm comes from close quarters, it's not random. It's rot in the floorboards. Second, calling 911 and confessing suggests a break in the dam. Remorse, shock, or something deeper that was never addressed. Third, life imitating art isn't romantic. It's horrifying. He worked on the O.J. Simpson story as Detective Vanatta, a dramatization of a crime that saturated America, and then his own ending becomes a headline. That's not irony. It's a failure of the systems that are supposed to keep people safe at home. And yet, no, before some genius in the comments goes, it's just one of those things, spare me. We treat home as sacred, then ignore the warning signs, the spirals, the simmering rage. We slash funding for interventions, shrug at therapy waitlists, and pretend knives only exist in thrillers. Then we act shocked when real blood gets spilled. I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are. If you disagree, hit me up in the comments. Bring receipts. Prove me wrong that we don't take domestic risks seriously until the cops are already taping off the sidewalk. I'll wait. To be fair, respect where it's due. Handy did the kind of work that keeps an industry honest. He bridged big studio films and primetime TV, showed up on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, the lot. Producers knew he could land exposition without making you reach for your phone. That's a craft. Back in my day, people had fucking standards, and he met them without the fireworks show. Quick tangent, then I'll shut up. Years ago, I was on a backlot set for a crime drama. Fake blood, squibs, the whole circus. In the middle of take three, real sirens started screaming from the next street, an actual raid. Flashlights in windows, officers moving with that silent language only pros understand. Our director froze. The actors looked small all of a sudden. I remember thinking, this is the gap. Control versus chaos. On set, a stunt coordinator shouted, cut. Next door, nobody called cut. You just deal with the wreckage.
That's why Handy hit so hard. He made pretend authority feel real, and then reality came to him, with no script supervisor and no reset.
Jesus Christ, talking about that just drained me. James Handy, you deserved better, mate. Better than a headline with a blade in the subtext. Look, final word, celebrate the workers who make stories work. The judges, captains, priests and congressmen who step in for 3 minutes and make you believe. And for the love of sanity, can someone explain why this bullshit is allowed to keep happening at home? Fix the systems, fund the help, stop pretending it'll sort itself, because it won't. It never fucking does. Alright, that's all I got. Go do something useful and come back tomorrow for more.